This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's RIA Novosti News Agency released a video Friday in which a serviceman identified as belonging to Russian mercenary Wagner Group blamed Ukraine for damaging the infrastructure near Bakhmut. More from Reuters' Edward Barron.
Russian troops and mercenaries were closing off the last access routes to the besieged Ukrainian city of Bakhmut on Friday, on the cusp of Moscow's first major victory in half a year after the bloodiest fighting of the war. This video, released by the head of Russia's Wagner Private Army, shows his fighters inside Bakhmut, which has been blasted to ruins. Reuters verified the location of the video, but could not independently verify its date.
U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz held talks on Friday, focused largely on the war in Ukraine.
Sitting next to Scholz in the Oval Office, Biden thanked the German leader for German support for Ukraine.
Beyond your military support, the moral support you gave to Ukrainians has been profound.
Scholz praised the cooperation between Washington and Berlin.
Really important that we acted together, that we organized our lockstep, and that we made it feasible that we can give the necessary support to Ukraine during all this time.
As they met, the United States announced a new package of military assistance for Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
China has now accused Washington of improperly attacking Chinese companies after genetics analysis giant BGI Group and 17 others were hit with curbs on access to U.S. technology on security or human rights groups. The Commerce Department said it saw a danger that 2B